Hello, everyone. It's close to midnight here on the 11th of October, 2021. And it's also close to midnight in terms of the final chapter in the history of the earth. I believe that if I understand the Bible at all, it reveals to us what is going to happen in the very last days before the end of this earth as we know it now. There's a lot that I don't understand about the Bible. There's a lot I don't understand about God. But there's one thing that we do understand, and that is that God has revealed to His people the events leading up to His final judgment of the world and the destruction of this earth and the ushering in of His people into the New Jerusalem. My hope cannot rest in the creature, vile, wicked sinner as I am. My hope can only rest in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ in shedding His precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for me. That's my only hope. If Christ did not die for me, then I am doomed. If Christ did not die for you, you are doomed. He either died for you and I, or He did not die for you and I. And for those who He did die for, we have a great hope that we will be eternally with Him forever after this world is burned up and destroyed. We cannot negate what God has already ordained will happen. He's already revealed to us what's going to happen in this world in the final chapter in the history of the earth. We cannot in any way preclude that from happening. It's a foregone conclusion. And we see it happening right in front of our eyes. You know, when we see all these things come to pass, look up, for our redemption draws nigh. The purpose of Christ in history, in coming to this cursed earth, was to bring redemption to His people through sacrificing Himself on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And when they placed Him in a tomb and sealed the tomb, there were certain people thought that they had negated the purpose of His coming. But He came up out of that tomb. He rose from the dead. He ascended back to heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God. He's making intercession for His people. And He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me. There is no other mediator between God and man but the man Christ Jesus. And so, when we're living in the last chapter in the history of the earth, let us remember that the final chapter in the history of the earth is merely a prelude, a precursor, an introduction to the eternal history of the Christian with Christ in the New Jerusalem. Let us look forward to that time when we will be ushered into His presence. And there will be no greater joy for us than when we see our Savior face to face and we realize what He did for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.